Coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale, but a 10.0 on the laughter scale, here's Cliff and Kendall.
Enough said.
Hocus pocus.
Do what you do. This show is all on fire.
Hey, we're hungry.
We're in hungry.
Sorry. Well, I'm still hungry.
Budapest.
Excuse me? We're in Budapest. We're talking about Pluto this week. Not the animal.
What could be more natural?
the planet that is least like us, the dwarf planet.
Now, Kendall, clear it up once and for all. Is it a damn planet or not?
Cliff, this makes me angry. I don't like to talk about it. You know, I think I brought this up on the show before. Pluto will always be a planet in my heart because we learned about it. Damn it. It's not really a planet anymore, I guess, though.
Oh, no.
It has insufficient mass for self-gravity.
Not us. Like, talk about your problems you want to have.
I know. See, I said it's the planet least like us.
Now, Kendall, did you know that if you were on Pluto, the sky is so dark that a person would be able to see the stars during the daytime?
I would love that. It would also be really cold. I'm liking this more and more.
Take us to Pluto, Lord.
And there's no gravity, so we'll be weightless.
Oh, last week, Kendall, you exploded onto the scene that there are real aliens.
Possibly.
And, you know, you can definitely trust Anonymous on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I say, aliens, take us to Pluto.
Don't take me to your leader. Take me to Pluto.
If you could just drop me off.
And Pluto has 5 moons.
5?
Yes.
Oh, what a dream to have 5 moons.
You can pick your moon.
Pick one. Just pick one. Kendall, the saddest thing, though, may not even be its declassification as a planet. Saddest thing is that no spacecraft has ever visited Pluto. However, the spacecraft New Horizons, which was launched in 06, is scheduled to fly by, or rather was, in 2015.
It's gonna fly by in 2015.
Well, we don't know how long it's gonna take this show to reach Pluto, so we want them to know.
New Horizons will get there before us.
May not be 2015 there yet. Oh, Kendall, oh, imagine if this happened to you, listeners. Have you ever put yourself in another person's shoes? I want you to do it right now.
They're so tight.
Imagine that this is you. For 76 years, you're considered a planet. But when astronomers discover that it was just one of many large objects within a certain belt, I know some large objects within my belt, big giant fat body, Pluto, renamed a dwarf planet. 76 years.
So scientists.
Oh.
You know, I don't know what to say. I'm so angry. Pluto, you know, Cliff, was named after... not the Disney character.
No, the Disney character.
But the Greek god of the underworld.
Old Walt. He named Pluto just to cash in on that cash money. Of the craze about the new planet Pluto.
Oh, he's really cashing in on that new planet.
He was. This is truth. I'm dropping truth bombs.
I know. He could not foresee it would be declassified one day.
He couldn't... Are they going to declassify Pluto as a dog?
I think it's over here, dear.
What's happening?
I'm so sorry, dear. You're already recording.
We were in a great Pluto groove.
We're doing a lot right along.
I had 40 more minutes on Pluto.
I'm so sorry. Improper etiquette of me, dear.
Hey, it's okay.
But look, can you... My prized, beautiful pearl earrings that Mr. Snodbottom got me for our anniversary.
They're not... Your lobes are naked.
No, well, I have one, dear, over here, but I've lost one of them, dear, and I don't know where it's gone. Have you seen it anywhere?
Oh, Kendall, look around on the floor. Is it over there by you?
No, I've not seen any pearls in here.
I don't see one.
Of course, all these crumbs in here, it's hard to tell.
Oh, here's the bottom half of an Oreo.
No, dear, that's not an Oreo.
Oh, it tasted a little bit weird.
Cool. No, it's not in here. I'm sorry, Mrs. Potter. But
I'm so sorry. If I see that gigantic pearl, I'll call out. Okay.
No, well, thank you, dear. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
It's not bottom. It's not we'll in here.
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, Lord.
Lord help us all.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm screaming. But enough about Pluto.
Enough about Pluto.
Here's something else about it. On Pluto, now get this. On Pluto, the sun rises and sets about once a week.
Once a week?
It rises and sets as often as we do a damn show.
Now see, that's a day I could get some shit done.
Oh yeah. That's what you want to talk about, binge watching.
You could listen to all 500 episodes of our show.
Uh-huh. All right, now, in 1988, Kendall, we were just little lads.
Tiny little lads. Huge little lads.
huge little lads. Mm-hmm. Kendall, that was the year astronomers discovered that Pluto has an atmosphere.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
See, we can live there.
We could live. Well, I'd like to live on Pluto. Kendall, for 20 years. Of its almost 248-year orbit, that's getting close to what we weigh. gotta add a few on there. Double that. Pluto is closer to the sun than Neptune. That was from 79 to 99. They never even told us that Pluto was the eighth planet, and Neptune was the ninth. That's just been told in declassified documents from NASA.
They were like, we don't want to change the order and confuse people. And they just went and took it off the radar completely.
Talk about confusing.
I'm confused. You know, one thing is confusing. We haven't even told everybody where we are this week.
Where the hell are we? We're in Budapest, Hungary.
No, not. I mean, where we're recording from. We're right outside of the Budapest Pinball Museum.
We've been here all day. I've been pinballing. My thumbs are numb and callous.
Well, Cliff, I tried to tell you don't use your thumbs to play pinball. That's why they're
I thought that you were.
No, use your fingers, your first finger.
I wonder why it hurts so much. I tried to tell you.
You weren't listening. You were ordering food.
Well, I wanted something. Yeah.
Do you love pinball?
Do you love it? I've never played before today, and that's why I didn't
know. That's why thumbs hurt. So I guess it's safe to assume.
My wrists both have carpal tunnel. It's very scary.
I was a pinball playing fool.
Well, I knew half of that. You tell us about this.
You know, I used to go and, well, I mean, I wasn't like a huge pinball player, but I liked it.
Well, you were a huge one.
I was a huge one.
Let's be honest about that.
You'd like set your quarters on the thing to play next. Uh-huh. So I'd do that.
I saw people do that with like pool.
Uh-huh. I'd put it there and they'd say, get away, fat kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm going into my Dr. Blather sessions now. No, we're talking about hunger. We're talking about Pluto. We're talking about pinball. So many things to talk about.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
I wish we weren't talking about that.
Because the heat from that one is just intense.
Oh,
my eyelashes.
Oh,
yes.
God. Have you ever seen a pearl earring?
No, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn was in here 2 minutes
she
ago looking for
it. She was just in here asking about it.
I'm sorry. I'm just so panicked. These are very special pearl earrings.
I know they're your anniversary pearls.
Oh, the anniversary pearls made from oysters and Busheltown Bay, boys.
Oh, really? Pearls from Busheltown.
Oh, you know it, boy.
Special pearls.
Very special.
We are on the lookout for
the most beautiful wife.
Do you know when they went missing? She didn't say.
She came in and said they were wandering.
You have it here.
I'm looking over here, though.
Now, inconclusive.
Inconclusive. Cliff, do you want to hear something weird? Is that what we're playing? No. That's not what we're doing.
No.
Let me try that again.
Don't.
What are we doing? Host match. All right, Cliff, yeah, she's really on the lookout. We'll keep looking out for those pearls over here. But first, I want to do some host matching.
Watch closely now.
Host match.
Kendall.
Cliff.
The object is for the hosts to match. All right.
Could you give me more detail?
Kendall, old Tilly, she knew her husband was tired, but she couldn't believe he fell asleep during blank.
Okay.
All right.
One, two, three. Cunnilingus.
Middle of the street. Oh, Kendall.
What?
Oh, raunch.
Tilly.
This show turned into a raunch fest. Welcome to the Deaf Comedy Jam.
Okay, Judge Judy. Judge John or whatever the other one is.
All right. Yeah, Judge Joe Brown.
Thank you. Yeah.
Kendall.
Cliff.
Billy Joel.
Oh, I love him.
He made headlines when he said he'd no longer play pianos with keys made from elephant tusks.
Love him.
Instead, the new piano keys would be made from blank.
Mayonnaise.
Rhino horns. That was what it was. All right, Kendall was still,
rhino horns.
Still no match.
No.
We're going to try to match.
Okay.
We got a couple more chances here. Kendall, Diarrhea Donnie was in the supermarket about to have, you guessed it, diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
But he tried the men's and the women's and the employee restrooms. Oh, no. And they were awful. So, Diarrhea Donnie, he ran and had explosive diarrhea into a blank.
Okay. The buffet.
Cash register.
I just picture him running to this big salad buffet.
Just get
letting it go.
Climbing up on top. Letting it out. All right, Kendall.
Last chance.
Hold on. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Stupid Stewart.
Oh, how stupid could Stewart be?
Stupid Stewart was so stupid. He heard a rumor that Busheltown might ban trans fats. So he started hoarding blank in his basement.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Butter.
Obese transgender people.
I started to go there. And I couldn't figure out why he ordered them in his basement.
They're going to be banned. It's going to keep them secret.
Buy fats.
Yeah. Kendall, finally.
Finally.
Cliff and Kendall are so fat.
Oh, so fat. How fat are they?
They went to the old country buffet and passed right by the bowls, and they put their ice cream in blank.
1, 2, 3. A
big
horse
empty
trough.
Garbage can.
You're right. That is better.
No matches today, Kendall.
Next time.
Next time.
Maybe next time we'll not be so fat. But Cliff, I gotta take a break because I'm gonna go see if I can help Mrs. Potted Butter Butter Churn in her quest for her pearl.
Oh, she's been over behind that potted plant over there.
And I'm afraid she might be stuck. She's been that way for a little bit.
I hope the other earring isn't caught on that pinball machine. Right next to. Go up there. See if you can.
All right.
Her.
We'll be right back after this. Right. Mrs. Potted Butter Butter Churn, what are you...
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
See this cute little vial here? It's crack, rock cocaine, the most addictive form. You think it's the glamour drug of the 80s? Well, that's the point of this friendly little reminder. It can kill you. And if you've got to die for something, this sure as hell ain't it.
Crack cocaine. Don't even try it. The thrill can kill.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you're ready for fat people.
Welcome back.
Sorry, didn't mean to wake you up there.
Welcome back. Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay. A little nap over here.
I was thinking all these pinballs pinging by might wake you up.
I know it really lulls me to sleep.
It does.
Like back in the old days when I was a pinball shark.
Oh, God. Was there, no, is there anything really loud that does lull you to sleep?
No.
No.
Not like, probably like when you lived in New York with the jackhammers of the city.
Oh, those beloved jackhammers of the city. I used to, sometimes I would sleep. Here's what I would do if I was like in the room with somebody who was snoring.
Mm-hmm.
I would, on my iPods, this was a while ago. on my iPod, I would call up like really loud banging Cher remixes.
Uh-huh.
And I would listen to them like with headphones. And I could fall asleep to that.
Oh, yeah.
But not to, like, the snores.
Actually, I realized one that I do fall asleep to with loud noises is the sound of you belching in my ear when I'm listening to the show. Somehow I just fall right to sleep. Puts me right to sleep.
Well, our show is the audio equivalent of a NyQuil.
It is.
So.
It is.
Oh,
dear.
Oh, what's
terrible,
the earring?
Yes, I'm the sorry. Pearl. We looked and looked and we couldn't find it.
Kendall was asleep. I finally
found it, dear. It's in a pinball machine inside the museum. Mrs. Scott, did you have any luck, dear?
Oh no, what, dear.
Are they going
to
open it?
Oh, they refuse to open the pinball machine. It's a very delicate antique with someone called Chewbacca on the front of it, dear.
Oh, this is terrible.
My.
Well, how did it get in the pinball machine?
Dear, I must have dropped it, dear. They thought it was a pinball. It's the size of a pinball, and they picked it up and put it in the machine, dear.
Oh, terrible. Oh, well, dear. From Busheltown Bay.
Well, how are we going to get this out?
I don't know, dear. Maybe Charles has some sort of tool he can get in with.
Why don't y'all go see if you can find him with his tool?
Oh, my God. We're going to be buying a pinball machine.
If he's still not shoving Polish sausages in his mouth. y'all go see if he can go. Good luck.
Dear,
come back in a few minutes.
Crockpot, have you seen Charles? It's an emergency.
All right.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
Anyway, okay.
What a strange occurrence.
Very strange.
Yeah.
Strange indeed.
Strange brew.
And speaking of strange, Cliff, it's time for some, things you should not just say. Weird news.
Weird.
Time for some things you should know. It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb.
All right.
Things you should know.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Cliff, what, where would you experience serious pain if someone dropped a concrete block on your house?
On your house?
On your hallus. H-A-L-L-U-S. Hallus.
Oh, your throat.
No.
No.
But that would be your big toe.
Oh, I thought halitosis was in your throat.
Hallus be thy name.
Got it.
What countdown DJ in tones? Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Was that Casey Kasem?
You're damn right.
It was the impersonation was so spot on.
Yeah, he could have been saying, "Where's the beef?" and you would have got it.
It was like Casey Kasem.
All right.
What city's exterminators sold the most rat guards for toilet pipes in 1998?
Oh, was that my hometown, New York City?
You know it. Did you have a rat guard on your toilets?
No, but what pride.
What pride.
Oh, Kendall, is that you farting in your pants over there?
Yes.
Oh, God. Kendall is so
the one and only.
Disgusting. We're in a booth here.
Never stopped you from belching.
Bottom belches are a different kind
of
animal.
No, you made them the same when you started calling them bottom belches.
Oh, it's because they're from the bottom. Uh-huh. They're worse. Those top clean belches. Ooh, that's like a breeze.
And nothing clean about your top belches.
Your bottom belches are horrendous.
Can we stop talking about my bottom belches and get on with things you should know? So, Cliff, you know, I don't know if we told the listeners this, but, you know, we were at a buffet, and things got a little wild, and I ended up, breaking my knee bone or something happened in my knee. I don't really, can't explain it.
It was when you put that last tongful of pizza.
It was just too much.
Onto your tray.
It was too much.
I could see it like something way down snapped. The tray, mm-hmm. And I could see you something snap in your leg.
It hurts just talking about it. But so anyway, I've been having to do physical therapy.
Yeah.
And you know, it's crazy going to all these different physical therapy places all over the world. But I had the worst gas the other morning at the physical therapist.
Worse than you just had in here.
Way worse.
Whoa.
And I was holding it in, and when you finish. like your workouts, they will ice your knee. And I'm sitting on this table and I think, I've got to use the bathroom so bad. But they have a 10-minute timer for the ice.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting there thinking, when is this timer over? And they're like, so Kendall, have you had enough time? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And then I almost didn't make it to the bathroom. I almost shat myself right there at the physical therapy office.
Oh, if only you had.
Well, now, then the day before that I did.
Oh!
When I was out to lunch with my dad.
Your dad came and met you here in Budapest.
Yes, you know, he's not a traveler, but he came out to see us.
He came here because he heard there were a lot of cathedrals and museums in town.
That was it.
And he, you know, a lot of older guys, that's what they're into.
He went to Hardee's.
Yeah. He found the one Hardee's.
The one Hardee's in Budapest. Yeah.
Well, I was in the hotel room. Motel room the other day. And I ordered some room service. And they said, okay, we'll be there in 30 minutes. And so, like, 30-minute mark comes. And I'm thinking, I really am got to go number two. And because I just been drinking coffee after coffee. And so I'm thinking, okay, they're going to be here any minute. I'll pay for it. Or, you know, they'll get it. Take 2 seconds. 45 minutes comes. I'm thinking, whoa, I've really got to go to the bathroom. But they're going to be here any second. Like an hour and 15 minutes, I'm thinking, okay, it could be all day. I've got to go poop. So, of course, I get in there. I'm tweeting stuff.
Sure enough, when you sit down.
I'm sure right as I was tweeting something at Cliff and Kendall.
All the best tweets come from there.
I hear the knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, my God. You just have to get up. Pull your pants up. Just hope it's not too dirty.
Uh-huh.
And just go to the door. Like, just hey.
Fart all the way to the door.
Yeah. And I just thought, I'm sure I smell like a diaper. But I have to just be like, hey, oh, thanks for this food.
Don't take room service to that guy anymore. He smells like a diaper.
I know. And then the other night, coming home from one of those historic churches, I was in the cab for so long. I was almost pooped in the cab. But anyway, that's not anything anybody should know.
No, but this is.
Yeah.
But what heavenly body is one
Mine.
Astronomical unit away from the sun on average?
Earth.
It is.
It is.
You could say you because you're on Earth. Because
it's mine. Earth belongs to me.
I mean, because you're one astronomical unit away
okay,
as well.
Okay, sure. Kendall, let me ask you this. What tasty dressing was created in 1755 by the Duke of Richelieu for one of his notorious nude dinner parties?
Ooh, was that ranch?
No.
Balsamic.
No.
Caesar.
No.
Thousand Island.
No.
Honey mustard.
No. Mayonnaise.
Ugh. Mayonnaise.
All over those naked dinner party guests.
Oh, don't you just love putting mayonnaise on your salad?
Don't you love it?
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
A lot of real Americans eat mayonnaise on their salad.
Kendall. I don't care, it's still disgusting. If you're listening and you put mayonnaise on your salad, that's disgusting.
All right, Kendall, is it all the things you should know?
Yeah.
All right, I got one more for you.
All right.
What Disney duo is tattooed frolicking along Janet Jackson's bikini line?
Chip and Dale.
No.
Mickey and Minnie.
Mickey and Minnie.
That's going to be my new thing. I'm just going to keep yelling out answers until I get it right. Just keep yelling.
That sounds like a great recipe for a hit podcast.
That's what I say.
I've been saying it for 10 years.
Still nobody's listening. But talking about weird shit.
Weird?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't life so weird?
It's time to get weird.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get weird. All this talk about poop. I was saving my poop stories for this.
Oh, were you?
But that's all right. We already went through those. Now I got another poop story for you.
All right. Well, here, if we got to have somebody come in and judge these weird news.
But isn't Mrs. Potter Butter Churn so upset right now?
I don't know. Let's see. They're just waiting for them to see if they'll unscrew that.
You guys want to come in? We're doing weird. Something weird.
Oh, we'll be right there, boys.
We're doing weird.
And we're doing weird. We'll be here for a while.
All right, excuse me.
Oh. All right, dear. I'm going to try to focus, dear. I'm sorry. My brain is elsewhere
focus,
in the pinball
dear.
Machine. Okay.
Let's focus on the show.
All right, well, I have a weird news story for you. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm going to go ahead and alarm you, Mrs. Butter-Butter-Butter-Butter-Turn. It's a little crude.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Okay, so Justine Quiche.
Oh, nothing too controversial there.
No, nothing controversial. Justine Quiche pooped pooped herself during her UFC strawweight match on Sunday. And she owned it like a champ. Keish tweeted on Monday, shit happens, after video circulated of her leaving poop on the mat while she struggled during a defeat in Oklahoma City. And there is footage. You can look it up online. It's hilarious.
I hope you don't talk about poop on the show other than this.
No. Some things are best left in the bathroom, bud.
The only mention of poop on this week's show.
Oh, I hate to say I saw photos of that, and it's so gross. Kendall, oh my gosh, guys, you're going to just... Speaking of crap in your pants, when you hear this, that's what you're going to do.
No more stories of poop.
No.
All right. Now, everybody, there was a turtle and a group of fish competing for a piece of floating bread. Oh, my goodness. And they found themselves...
How delightful.
They found themselves foiled by some unexpected competition, a swimming rat. A video filmed in an unidentified pond shows some goldfish and larger fish circling some bread. Turtle swims up, takes a nip of bread, but its meal is cut short when a rat swims up and snatches the morsel.
What a dirty rat.
Oh, dear.
Good one.
I'm sure that rat is teeming with disease, boy.
I'm sure it is.
Well, the short clip went viral after being posted by somebody who summed up the video. They summed up the video by saying, I did not see that coming. So that was weird.
What a nice antidote on top of that post here.
Oh, beautiful. Mother Nature getting along. Oh, wow.
Was that the same rat that ate the pizza in New York?
It was definitely the same one.
All right, I got another one for you.
All right.
A hotel in Canada's Yukon Territory wants to conduct a manhunt for a person who stole their human toe.
No.
Not just any toe, mind you. But this is,
It one from a signature cocktail called the Sour Toe?
It was. People all over the world, Cliff, they come to try this drink.
All over the world.
A shot of whiskey with a dehydrated toe in it.
Well, now if you'll allow me, I'll take over. Tuesday afternoon, June 20th, there was a phone call saying the suspect had placed the toe in the mail. Did you hear this, Kendall?
No. I didn't.
He stole the toe, he felt remorse, and he put the toe back in the mail. The sour toe was... Did you really not know that?
I was getting there.
Oh, okay. I thought really I
didn't commit it to memory.
Dropped you a bombshell. Now, the sour toe... Oh, Kendo, is this... why are we drinking toes?
I don't know.
It was a mummified person toe.
They really liked Hocus Pocus, and they were like, and a dead man's toe.
But the toe wasn't even from a dead man. It was somebody who had, frostbite and had it removed.
The spell didn't work.
Oh.
Dear, I don't think that's weird or funny, dear.
Oh, shoot. I must have missed that one, boy. Oh, what was it, dear? Something about a drink?
Dear,
a refreshing cocktail.
I'll tell you later, dear.
Oh, all right, dear.
I have that story 3 times on here.
3 times? Hey, I had it once. So, all right, so what do you think, guys? What was the weird news?
Well, I don't want to... say a story about poop was weird, dear, and I certainly don't think the story of the toe was weird, so I'm gonna go with the rat, dear.
Oh, what a beautiful rat story.
It was a cute story, but I could see a little cartoon being made of such a story.
We must tell the children, Funky and Opie, they love the rat and the turtle.
You know, Funky will love that story. She loves to make up stories all the time.
Oh, let's go tell her right now.
Oh, quite right. Funky, dear.
Oh, there they go.
Okay, you win, Cliff. Again.
I'm glad.
Now, I'm Kendall, foiled again, just like that turtle.
Kendall, do you see that they're not even taking apart that pinball machine? You are just going to have to go out there and win her pearl back.
I don't think you win the pinball.
You're going to have to try.
Your lack of knowledge of pinball is amazing.
I want you to go try.
I will go get that pinball out.
You got to win it. It's going to take all your skill, Kendall.
All right, I'll do it.
He's been saying he's a pin whiz here. And now it's time to put his money where his thumbs are.
Poor first fingers, Cliff.
All right,
Cliff. It's sad. It's sad. It's sad.
I'm sad.
I'm sad, too. And I refuse to accept Pluto's resignation as a planet.
No,
that's my quote.
It's a planet to us.
Well, that was my quote.
Oh, okay.
That was from Amy Lee.
All right. Kendall, the universe is under no obligation to make sense to you, stupid. And that was said by Neil deGrasse Tyson.
What? He didn't have to have the stupid.
I did that for color.
Yeah. That sounded more like you.
It sounded more like
me. All right, I'm going to go get that pinball cliff.
Go do it.
And listeners, we'll see you here next week.
All right. This was a show.
Charles,
go do it.
Charles, do you have a hammer?
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Maybe we didn't treat you quite as good as we should have. Maybe we didn't visit quite as often as we could have. If I made you feel ninth best, Pluto, I'm so sorry, damn it. But you'll always be a planet. You'll always be a planet to me. Maybe we aren't as cool of a planet as we think. Some humans are cool, and some really stink. Are we really any better than you? I have to say no. But you'll always be Pluto. You'll always be Pluto. Time.